And Robert from Magnolia has an easy one for you. He wants to know about getting a natural gas generator for his house, a whole house one.
Oh, gosh, I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, you said it was easy.
That's right. No. Well,
oh, I like it. We have one. You have one. I have one.
We do. And mine has run more this year than since I've had it in 3 years. It's been unbelievable.
When's it go out and it'll rain? You live in a neighborhood when it rains, this power goes out.
Well, the neighborhood behind me, and somehow we're on that grid, but it is what it is. But anyway, I will tell you that what Tom has behind his house and what I have behind my house is a Kohler.
We like a Kohler, too?
Yeah, we do.
You know, I never even asked you.
Yeah, yours is one of those fancy ones that go right up against the house. Mine's a city bus engine that's back there. It's huge.
Mine's not up against my house, though.
It can be.
That could be. It's 10 feet away. I had a special place to put it.
Right, but Tom has the...
I don't want anybody looking on my fence saying, Charlie lied.
Well, that's the cool thing about the Kohler one, so that's a good deal. What you want to do is make sure, you get like a...
You know what? You can get the Generacs, you can get the Kohlers, right. And there's other brands.
Right.
You get a good master electrician. Mm-hmm. You get someone that does a load analysis.
Sure.
You know, all the switches and stuff. You know mm-hmm. how big that was when you were done? Did you see mm-hmm. all those boxes and stuff in your house? You need someone to put all that together and then maintain the generator. It's like an air conditioner. Once a year, they do a service.
That's right.
You got oil. You've got some of them are water cooled. You have batteries, just like a car. You'll hear them start up. You think your car's in the backyard.
Maybe yours, buddy. Mine comes on and it's a sweet purr in the backyard.
No, once it gets going, it's just that initial startup. It's like a battery in a car. Mm-hmm. It is a 2-cylinder engine. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Get a good electrician, and I think Right Touch Electrical would be a nice mm-hmm. place to start.
You're going to have to decide between a... liquid cooled or air cooled. The air cooled ones run at a higher RPM. The liquid ones run at a lower RPM.
They do. And the liquid cooled usually are going to be bigger in size if you have a bigger home.
You have an air cooled. I have a liquid cooled.
That's right.